Your Anchor Home. It's a Christian hymn written in 1882 by Priscilla J. Owens. And last Sunday was it, Louise? Last Sunday, and this was requested?
No, but a month ago.
About a month ago.
Away.
Yes.
Not yesterday.
She forgot. But Dorothy Meyer requested that we sing this song in church. So it must have some meaning, a special meaning for her. So Louise and I got to work on it. And we said, why not just sing a song that will do the entire service around it? So I prepared a sermon on Will Your Anchor Hold. Jane Owens was a Sunday school teacher in Baltimore, Maryland. And she wrote a number of hymns and songs for children, and this was one of them. The words are inspired by Paul's letter, or basically it comes from a letter to the Hebrews. It's not sure that Paul wrote that. The chapter 6, verse 19, which is also our text for today, speaks of hope as the anchor of the soul, and it is sure and steadfast. So the first of these five verses, and you'll see them on the screen, will begin with questions. The first question, of course, is will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? And then it makes an acclamation or a declaration of faith. It says, we have an anchor. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure. So when Dorothy asked Louise to do that, I think it may be an inspiration of spirit for us to spend this Sunday, today, just dwelling and asking ourselves, will our anchor hold? So please rise and just follow the words as Louise plays it on the piano. Will your anchor hold?
He knows he has worked hard for it. He
given many hours of overtime to the company. Sometimes he even neglected his family a bit. But he tells himself, it's all worth it. There's a bright future ahead for me and my family. And so he takes his family out in a car for a day at the beach of Grand Bend, Ontario. After a picnic lunch, he suggests to the family, come, let's go for a walk. And while walking, Peter fails to spot an uneven patch of ground near the cliff's edge. He stumbles and he falls several yards down the cliff. And when he regains consciousness, he was told that his neck was badly broken. And it is likely that he will be spending the rest of his life on a wheelchair. Will his anchor hold in the storms of life? Let us sing our next hymn. In 748, Lord of all hopefulness.
So we are not promised,
And we've said this many times before, we are not promised a life that is free from adversity or free from the effects of evil. But what we are promised is that out of us will come that strength to overcome whatever it is that life throws at us. Faithful is He who calls you, and the Lord is faithful and will establish you and keep you free and safe from harm. We hear words of assurance over and over again in Scripture. We hear words like, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. So we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I shall not fear. The text that we read today, I'd like to read to you once again. It says, the hope that we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and it enters into that which is within the veil. That needs some explanation. The way that the temple is built, there was the entrance there, and then there was this veil that covered the Holy of Holies. And there was only one person that can enter through that veil, and it only happens once a year. The veil is called the Holy of, the entrance to the Holy of Holies. And only the high priest of the Jewish temple could come in. What Paul is saying is that this anchor allows you to see what is behind the veil. Will our anchor hold? If we read the sacred text, it would seem that the answer to that question will depend on what is it that we have anchored our lives to. The fourth stanza of the hymn says, it will surely hold even in the floods of death, and when the waters are cold, even to your latest breath, even with the rising tide, it will never fail when our hopes abide behind the veil. So what kind of faith, shall we say, allows that anchor to hold even in the floods of death? Think about it. If we do not put our complete trust in the goodness of God, tell me, what is there that we can possibly hold on to? Will our anchor hold? It's an interesting question, because it assumes that all of us have an anchor of some kind. Would you agree? For Christians, Priscilla Owens, the writer and the Sunday school teacher, she confidently says in the chorus, and we told that to the children, we have an anchor. Yes, we do. And we all know that that anchor is God. But different people have different anchors. For some, the anchor is money. For others, it could be family. For others still, it could be country. It could be government that they rely on and trust in. And experience teaches us that none of these anchors really hold. Because fortunes can be lost quickly. Families can be broken apart. Governments can rise and fall. None of these anchors are secure. So we're given the image of a stormy sea, a ship, an anchor that holds everybody together. And the encouragement that is given by the hymn is well secured by the Savior's hand. So the security that the Christian has is the hand of Jesus or the hand of God. It's saying you are secure in God's hand. And you know that other old hymn that says He's got the whole world in His hand. We don't know what the future will be, but we know who holds the future. There's an expression in the hymn called the straits of fear. The straits are narrow passages of water. And someone said, so what do you think are the straits of life? Perhaps it is a fear of illness. Perhaps it's a fear for somebody else, a loved one. Perhaps it's a financial worry or a concern. Those things that keep us awake at night. In my own life, when these moments come, I ask myself, was there ever a time that I could say, truly, honestly that God abandoned me? And my answer to that question is no, never. I don't have that time when I can say that God abandoned me. I feel God's perfection, I feel God's provision in my life, in Eva's life. This is what we keep in mind when we find ourselves in those straits of fear, especially when that fear can be all-consuming. Like most of us, I believe in my heart that God will never put me through anything or something that I cannot handle with God's help and with your help as a community as well. So my wish is that we as a community are able to say here at Queen Meet, the people who gather here every Sunday are anchored in faith and trust. So that whether we're experiencing the loss of a loved one or physical pain in our body or emotions that really give us a hard time, we keep going back to the strongest anchor there is. While little Lizzie and I were talking about anchors, when I first asked her the question, where is that anchor? Her answer was not in the boat. She said, it's down in the water. That's what she said. So we're told, and in a way she's right, isn't she? We're told that when the anchor is working, we don't see it. Because it is deep in the water, and although we may see some evidence of it, like it's stopping the ship, as the children said, we can't actually see what is working below. We just have to trust that the anchor is down there, and we have to trust that the anchor will hold. So how is your anchor holding up today, on this beautiful spring day? We're told that we don't know the strength of an anchor until there's a storm. An anchor is never put in the water and tested, especially when the storms come. And then we can have the confidence in the anchor's ability to do its job or not. And they also say that the bigger your boat, the stronger your anchor needs to be. I'm not a sailor. You know, I've never sailed in my life. I'm not a seafarer by any chance. I'm just taking this as word of truth. The bigger your boat or the bigger you want your boat to be, the stronger that anchor is or needed, required. So I hope you know what your life is anchored on. I hope that when asked, you can say with confidence, yes, I do have an anchor. And you and I, we were talking about that last week, last Sunday, and say, what is your life grounded on? Where does it stand? What is the anchor? Because without it, then we can be sure that we'll just be blown off course by every wind that comes along. So we need to face that reality. Life is very fragile. And so I told you the stories of Karen and Peter. Life can be very unpredictable. And one of the mistakes that can happen is just to be overconfident. And for that, we have the story of the Titanic. That tells the danger of thinking too highly of ourselves. The designers of the Titanic were reported to have said to the media during the launch of the ship. They said these words, and it's recorded in history, and you'll see it in the museum of the Titanic in Halifax. They said, even God himself cannot sink the Titanic. Even God himself will not be able to sink it. This ship is unsinkable. And you know the story. It didn't even need God. It only needed an iceberg floating in the Atlantic waters on Canadian waters to sink the Titanic. And we are told that the engineer who said those words actually went down with the ship. It's a great lesson on the importance of being humble in the face of the great challenges of life. Because in the ocean of our lives, we don't know what icebergs there are in the water. So here are some things, some more things I learned about anchors when preparing for today's sermon. They say that to anchor a boat, you must cast an anchor that is secured to the boat. It makes sense. You don't just throw a piece of metal in the water. You want to make sure it's connected. I get that. But then it says, after casting the anchor, it needs to hold on, it needs to grab into something, like the unseen ground that is beneath the water. That's true. And then, this one I also didn't know. They said the correct type of anchor must be used according to the type of ground that is under the water, or any kind of thing that you may encounter. And you need to have the proper amount of rope. Because you can imagine, if your rope is short, then your anchor will certainly not hold. So my dear friends, how about today we cast that anchor on the unseen that is below the water. In the most holy places that is below the surface of our lives. Because if it's there, I think, that the believer and the unbeliever part ways. But the sailor casts an anchor without knowledge of what it's like for the ground below. They are unsure whether that anchor will hold, but they will take that risk. Believers are confident that the anchor will hold because they have anchored not on themselves, but on the God that they believe in. And I think that is where the difference lies. So once again, I ask the question, what is the one thing that prevents us from having a secure and steadfast anchor of hope? We can learn many lessons from this metaphor. Perhaps the greatest lesson is, the only reason for not having a sure and steadfast anchor is that we do not have enough faith that it will hold. Those who have lived by faith for many years will tell you that once your anchor is cast, once the life that you have has been surrendered to God, then all you need to do is to hold on to that anchor till the day when that faith, the song says, and that faith becomes fact. And it's never too late to cast that anchor into the water. We have an anchor. The anchor is God. The one who rests on that word of Scripture will be blessed. I run into people almost every time when I go out visiting who try to tell me that God is good sometimes. And I tell them, well, that's not what we believe as we need. We believe God is good. And they argue with me by saying, Pastor, what about the bad times? And I ask, what about it? How is it that in the 1860s, Horatio Stafford, a young real estate person, loses all of his real estate properties in the great Chicago fire? And then soon after, loses both of her daughters, almost lost his wife in a peace tragedy. And this man could write a prayer, which today is a hymn. And if I say the words, you'll recognize it immediately. It begins with, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. How could he? He wasn't blind. And neither are we. The people of Queenies are not naive. They know that life is difficult. And what we're saying is that God is good all the time. We're not denying that life is full of challenges. And that our congregation has been through many storms. And that our congregation has an anchor and believes that that anchor is there and it will hold. Underneath the waves, they say, no matter how stormy, there's a place of calm under the water. And most of you have been there. And I know that. You tell me of moments in prayer when you feel that that anchor is holding. And there are people who come back to Queenies. And they have memories of having been here many, many years ago. And you will be amazed of what one visit can do. Just one visit. I received an email last week. This is regarding verse 4, the 100th anniversary of the Women's Missionary Society. And this lady was here, and she said, "Can I join Arlene's lunch?" It's not Arlene, WMS lunch, and Arlene was organizing it. And I said, "Go, talk to Arlene." And then she comes, and then I said, I don't think that we have a policy of refusing anyone. Queenie, you're most welcome." And of course, Arlene and her talk. And then she comes back to me with even more joyful news. Because Arlene said, "It's okay. We can join the lunch." And I'm not just joining. I'm bringing my mother along. And they go way back to being here. So God is good all the time. That is our anchor. That's as good as it gets. It's not just another anchor that you can stand on. It is the anchor that is sure and secure. Backed up by years and many years of experience of the Christian faith through the centuries. And it is truly as that word that you can stand on says, Hebrews 6:19, an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. And every time I read those scriptures, I always think of a story that I read one time about an old sailor who had sailed the seas many, many years. He knows the ocean very, very well. And he finally came to know that God was there with him later on in life. And after sailing these oceans for many years, he came down to die. And a friend went to visit him when he was near death, on his bedside. And this old sailor, he couldn't talk much anymore. Voice, the air wouldn't come out through the mouth anymore as much as it used to. But he said this to everyone who came to visit him. He said to them, "My anchor holds." Maybe he didn't shout it that way, but that was the message. "My anchor holds." This is the last testimony that he gave to everybody who came by his bedside on his deathbed to visit him. As he lay dying, he said, "My anchor holds." This anchor holds as no other anchor will. Our challenge today is we'll be patient. We just said it's never too late to catch the anchor. So we ask that in prayer, this anchor that is steadfast and sure may become ours. And may we be, in some ways, like that sailor, through the witness of our lives in the community, on our deathbed, and all of the struggles are over, we can say with our last breath, "My anchor holds." Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you this morning for this word of hope, this word of assurance. We thank you for this anchor of soul that we have in Jesus. We thank you that He is given to us as our anchor, both steadfast and sure. And that when the storms of life continue to rage, this anchor will never slip. We thank you, O God, that we can say with the old sailor in that story that we just told, "Our anchor holds." Yes, O God, our anchor holds. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us sing hymn 119. It is consistent with our theme, the anchor of hope. Hope is a star.